This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Every year at the Oz Open, something's pretty special. It happens alongside the world's best tennis courts. They fill with colour. Accents from around the globe and players who finally get to show up exactly as themselves. And this year, it's bigger than ever. And we're chatting with the founder of Glam Slam, Rowan D'Souza. And the numbers alone tell a powerful story. Rowan, welcome back.
Oh, it's great to be here. So happy to be here during the Australian Open. And it's bigger and better, as you said, than ever.
It's getting bigger. Now, for people hearing about Glam Slam for the first time, what does it feel like to walk onto those courts during the Australian Open week?
Nerve-wracking because, like, it really is a special experience for our 290 LGBTQI+ allies, players from 38 different countries. It's just amazing to walk on court, and you're scared, you're nervous, but you're also filled with a sense of awe. So it's quite a special thing, and I'm so glad that we get to give an opportunity for our community to get on court at the Australian Open, the biggest stage in tennis.
Now, you're close to 300 players, 38 countries. Did you ever realise that Glam Slam would grow into something truly global like this?
No, not at all. But, you know, it's testament to our community. It's testament to the players from around the world that they see that this is a great opportunity. And it also shows that, you know, when organisations like Tennis Australia give us an opportunity, it's embraced and it's wholeheartedly embraced. We had nearly 450 people trying to enter and we only had space for 240. We did increase that to 290. And we have 85 women, and as you said, 38 different countries. So it's, our community loves to be included, and that's all we've ever asked, and it's a great opportunity for people to play at the AO.
Now, for a lot of players, this might be the first time they've played sport without having to explain themselves or hide parts of who they are. What do you hear from participants at the end of the tournament?
It's not just here, but you just see the joy on people's face. You just see this sort of, like, people relax. Because, like, you know, we have to walk around all the time with a little bit of a guard, with a little bit of, ready for questions, ready to be questioned, ready to talk about, like, you know, to hide, basically. But, you know, I just see a lot of joy and I just see a lot of people relax and really just, just for the first time for a lot of them, I've heard some amazing stories over the last 8 years. For the first time, actually be themselves. Because, you know, when I say 38 countries, in that some of those countries, it is illegal to be part of our community. Some of those countries, it's punishable by death. So for these people to be able to come and play as they truly are, it's a truly joyful experience.
Rowan, question for you personally. What is it about Glam Slam that stops you in your tracks and reminds you why you keep doing this every year?
That's a really good question. Look, so much stops me in my tracks. I think just walking out on our finals day on Sunday, walking out onto Court 6, we've had it at Court 3 in the past, just walking out and seeing the arena, seeing the faces, seeing the, you know, we paint the Melbourne sign in rainbow colours, seeing the court dress, seeing our players there, it's just awe-inspiring. And, I do this not for anyone else, but those players to be on court for the first time. So so much of it is awe-inspiring. And I hope people can join us and share some, because we've got our players, but we want spectators as well. So, you know, I hope people can come along on Sunday and join us at the Glam Slam final from about 3 p.m.
What do we need to do to join?
Oh, so just grab a grants pass from Tennis Australia and turn up on Sunday. And leave the rest to us. Leave the colour, the light, the fun. Leave the joy to us, and we'll do the rest. We've got a 1-point Glam Slam, so that gets a lot of people on court. Mm. We also have celebrities. We have drag queens. Like, we make the AO. We glam it up.
You'll have everyone going out of the main arenas into yours.
Absolutely. There's nothing there. We have more fun. We have more colour. We have more everything. So, yeah, everyone come down. We have space for, 2,000 people. Let's get 3,000 there.
I'm going to pop down, Rowan. Look forward to seeing you there on Sunday.
Yeah, please do. I invite everyone down just for the AO Grounds Pass on Sunday, and then leave the rest to us.
Fantastic. Thanks for joining us, Rowan.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. That was Rowan D'Souza, founder of the Glam Slam and also president and CEO of Gay and Lesbian Tennis Alliance.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.